Hello. Greetings. This is Brother Calphonic Caldoon, political prisoner in Indiana. I'm calling from the Wabash Valley Correctional Facility. This is the Art of Political Activism, a Labor of Love. General political activism has to be embraced by every active revolutionary as a constant labor of love. Your head and heart has to be in it for the long term, because political activism is a protracted service, and it doesn't always produce immediate results. My interaction with a host of political activists since 1994 has taught me some valuable lessons. When we are fighting to build an organization to expose conditions of oppression in society and inside these industrial prison complexes, we have to establish a weed out who are simply situational activists and work only with those committed to this art. While I have learned that everyone can play a role in political activism, we have to prepare ourselves for those who stand with us today, then they're gone tomorrow. These are situational activists lacking a real revolutionary commitment. The Black Panther Party, formed in October of 1996 in Oakland, California by Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seals, is an excellent example of genuine political activism. Their legacy gives us a basic blueprint of their love for the masses. They gave us their loyalty, their time, heart, soul, love, and protection. That is a true labor of revolutionary love. The initial practice of the Panthers was to conduct armed citizen patrols to monitor police officers' conduct and prevent police brutality. They also operated other community programs, including community health and clinics and the free breakfast program for children, which was the first nationally formed breakfast program inside America. The poor oppressed communities are always going to support you when they see you support them. So be effective in our community activism, and we need their support. If our presence is visible and consistent, they will believe in us, and they will see that we are genuinely serious about our work. Today's headlines are filled with multiple stories of deaths of Black men and women carried out by the police in cities across this country and speak to the injustices that continues with wanton violence. With the help and vastness of social media and cell phone cameras, the wanton bloodshed by police of Black men and women is more polarized today than ever, which resulted in 2015 over 120 Black men and women being killed by law enforcement. The birth of the Black Lives Matter movement and its influence shows us that all it takes is an idea and a vision. Now Black Lives Matter organizations are all over this country, protesting and organizing to expose the impunity of injustice everywhere. The continuation of a legacy started with the political activism of the Black Panther Party for Defense. The Black community is in every state in this country are becoming more agitated and angry with these police murders of our loved ones. The time is now to engage ourselves in a dialogue on solidarity, community, and rebuilding the family, and organizational solidarity overall. The message that I want to send out today is to the young Black men and women, Hispanic Black men and women, white young Black men and women that are poor and oppressed. Set aside all your differences. Today we must reunite ourselves, recommit ourselves, and stand together in opposition to the police violence that's plaguing our cities right now. Power to the people. This is Brother Calphonic Malik Caldoon from Indiana. Take care, and hopefully we will win. When we fight, we win. Peace.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.